jumping ahead a bit, William, but I wanted to just look at this and get your thoughts on it, is the resurrection machine. Tell me about that.
That is what we're looking at is a device that originally stood between 90 and 180 feet tall, having a telescopic ability. It has for its base what appears to resemble in form, and I certainly believe function, the biblical Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, okay. It looks almost like what I thought it would look like.
Yes, and that is based upon Egyptian originals found at the Temple of Seti at Abydos in Egypt. And what this, the difference between the common conception of the Ark of the Covenant and this conception is that here we have a pillar attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
A pillar that is topped by two tablets up on top that are called Shuti tablets in Egyptian. And those Shuti tablets are called enlightenment tablets. And so it's from this that I derive the notion that the Ark of the Covenant had a pillar of enlightenment that was attached to it.
Now, are you saying that this is what the Ark would look like, or is this a different interpretation based on the Egyptians?
Moses, we have to recall, came out of Egypt. He was trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And it would make sense if, in addition to receiving the blueprint from Yahweh upon Mount Sinai, that the blueprint for the Ark of the Covenant would have been known in ancient Egypt, because there are numerous examples of Ark of the Covenant-like depictions of technologies from temple inscriptions throughout Egypt. And my supposition here is that there is actually a missing piece to the Ark of the Covenant. Now, I've had the honor and privilege of being able to confer with Sir Lawrence Gardner on this matter.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Lawrence is one of the foremost experts on not just the Holy Grail, but also the Ark of the Covenant. And I've shown him my body of evidence, and his conclusion is, this makes sense, because the Bible does speak of Aaron's rod. The name Aaron means enlightenment.
Well, and I think he would look at this picture and say that's almost what the Ark looked like with the pillar, I think. I think when he was on the program some time ago, I think the pillar's been broken off, or it was taken away or something like that.
Well, right. They almost never mention it, and you never see depictions of the Ark of the Covenant with a pillar attached.
No, you never do.
But when you go back to the Temple of Seti at Abydos, which was constructed, coincidentally, at the time of Moses, we see inscriptions, we see descriptions, and we see artistic portrayals of this device. And I found other depictions from other Egyptian artwork that show the device in use. And actually, it's not just at Abydos that we see evidence of this. In the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, we have a bas-relief that was taken from Abydos and now hangs in the wall in the Egyptian Museum at the Metropolitan Museum.
Now, why do you call it a resurrection machine? Because to me, it sounds like you're saying that this has something to do with bringing back people from the dead, or some kind of spirit tie-in?
Yes, because I call it the resurrection machine because the Egyptians called it the symbol of Osiris, if not Osiris itself. Osiris being the Egyptian god of resurrection. In operation, what they said this thing could do is drill holes in space, open gateways, in other words, into other dimensions or fields.
Yes.
Called the Field of the Blessed.
Now, what would you do, William? Would you take a dead body place it on top of this, or how would it work?
Well, here's how it works. If you go over to WilliamHenry.net,
all right,
I've got the same resurrection machine.
We do that.
And then beside
right
it, I have another image.
You promise I can get in, because you get thousands of hits every time you're on the program here.
Right.
Let's see.
And when you go over there, you'll see, again, the image of the resurrection machine, and beside it, Dana and I have done something.
Okay, I'm in.
Dana and I have done something quite, I think, spectacular with that image. And what we have done is overlaid a human being in a lotus position, sitting in with their legs crossed, overlaid on this pillar, demonstrating that the actual resurrection machine that the Egyptians were talking about was a device that was carted around the ancient world that moved from place to place, including Babylon and other locations, but what they are actually describing is the resurrection machine is the human body.
Oh, that's interesting.
So when we say, do we put a body on this, the answer to the question is, our body is the resurrection
machine.
It is.
Okay, but does this ark, and that's what I'll call it for now, does that have to be near the body in order for the resurrection machine to work, the body?
Well, it looks like an antenna.
That
pillar that's attached to the ark resembles an antenna.
Yep.
Because that's what it is. And it seems that it was capable of bringing a tune, a frequency, or a vibration into an environment, a specific sacred location called an oracle. And any person that was in the vicinity of this oracle was bathed in the healing tones, frequencies, or vibrations that are emitted from this device. So based upon that, we can suppose that if a human were to interact with this machine, they would be able to effectively transport themselves, a la Star Trek, into another dimension or from place to place.
Oh, that's magnificent. So, where'd they get the technology, William?
Came from the people called the Shemsu Hor, the Shining Ones, the Illumined Ones, who came to Earth many, many thousands of years ago.